A few months ago, a young girl approached me after Mass with her parents. And this little girl said to me, "Father, may I ask you a question?" And I said, "Sure, little girl, what's the question?" The little girl then says to me, "If I go to your school of Holy Spirit, is there a swimming pool?" I said, "A swimming pool?" And her mom was just laughing. And dad was like, "Oh, you're not asking Father that." So I looked at the little girl and I said, "Why don't you ask Mr. Voss? He's the principal. Maybe Mr. Voss will have a swimming pool for you when it's time for you to go to school." Little girl says, "Okay, Father, I will." So off, they left. A few weeks after that conversation, the little girl then came to me again after Sunday Mass running, "Father, Father, Father, Father." I'm like, "Yes, little girl, how are you?" And the little girl said, "You have a swimming pool in the church." "A swimming pool? You have a big tub in the church." It's like, "A swimming pool?" I didn't realize she was talking about the baptismal font. And mom was like, "Oh, Father, she's talking about the font. She's talking about the font because, you know, we were in there. You know, Mary was giving us a tour, and she saw this big font there, and she said, 'Oh, there's the pool, Mom, there's a pool.'" And then the little girl then looks at me and said, "Father, is the water warm?" I'm like, "Oh, geez, are you going to swim now?" So I said, "I think so. I think the water is kind of warm. But you know," I said to her, "we don't really swim in that pool. It is called the pool, but it is called the baptismal pool." And she said, "Oh, okay." As if she was trying to, you know, she understood what I was trying to say. Then she started to ask more questions. She asked questions like, "Father, do you know how Jesus really looked like? Do you really, Father, if I receive communion, how would that bread taste? I mean, you know, that wine, how would it taste?" So I noticed some curiosity in this little girl, but not only a sense of curiosity, but an openness and willingness to knowing more about God. An openness and a willingness, perhaps, to know more about Jesus. Who this Jesus really, really is. Now, I thought of that little girl as I was reflecting on our gospel reading today. John tells us that it was the feast of the Passover. The Passover feast is at the very heart of Jewish liturgical celebration. And John tells us that there were Greeks, who went up to Jerusalem for the celebration. Then as they went to Jerusalem, they approach the disciples of Jesus, namely Philip, because Philip is a Greek Gentile name. So they could easily associate with Philip. So they went to Philip and said to Philip, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Why? Why would these Greeks suddenly would like to see Jesus? These Greeks, according to biblical scholars, are those who converted from being Gentiles into Judaism. But they're fairly new to the Jewish faith. And because they're fairly new to the Jewish faith, they're curious, just like that little girl in my story. They wanted to expand their knowledge about God. They wanted to know about Jesus. They must have heard about Jesus and have seen the works of Jesus. They probably saw him feed the 5,000 people. They probably heard about his teachings. They probably heard that he healed the servant of the Roman official. They probably heard, as we have heard last weekend, that Jesus healed the man born blind. And so they're curious. So they went to Philip and Andrew with a request. We want to see Jesus. But Jesus, having heard the request, gives Andrew and Philip a rather strange response. The hour has come. Unless a grain of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it will bear much fruit. Jesus is basically saying to Philip and Andrew, if they want to see me, Jesus is the hidden, he says, I'm the hidden seed that falls on the ground. And if it doesn't fall on the ground, then I cannot bear much fruit. Basically, he's telling them he's going to die. He says to Philip and Andrew, if they want to see me, if they want to meet me, if they want to understand me, then they have to know that I am that seed that will die and then I will bear much fruit. Basically talking about, I couldn't point to the cross anymore. Basically talking about the cross. Talking about the cross. But why the cross? The cross for many, 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 many years has been the symbol of Christianity. In fact, people from different countries, people from different faiths, the very first encounter with Christianity is always the cross. It is always the cross. We go to churches, we go to homes, we see a cross. People even wear crosses. And that is the first encounter. That's how they meet Jesus for the first time. But the symbol of the cross must be consistent with the gospel message. And the symbol of the cross can only be understood when it is lived out. That the cross is about unconditional love. The cross is about service. The cross is about compassion. The cross is about mercy, and the cross is about God's forgiveness. The cross is about forgiveness. My friends, there are many people out there who utter that question or the request, we want to see Jesus. And how would they encounter Jesus today? They encounter and see and meet and experience Jesus through every single one of us. Because in that pool, that tub that the girl was referring to is where you and I have been signed with the cross of Jesus. And because we have been signed with the cross of Jesus, we carry that symbol, that sign with all of us. That is why all of us are invited to be true to who we are. People would like to meet Jesus. People would like to understand Jesus, to see Jesus. And they can do that through every single one of us. by the way we love, by the way we forgive, by the way we show compassion, the way we welcome people, the way we forgive, the way we associate with one another. As we enter Holy Week next weekend, Jesus will reveal himself even more and deeper. As he tells us that the cross is the ultimate symbol of God's love. As he tells us that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. May you and I, my brothers and sisters, be witnesses of who Jesus is. May people of different faiths, may people, our neighbors, our friends, members of our family, see in us, experience in us, encounter in us the crucified and risen Lord.